Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Whoa! Woohoo!
What's up?
What's up? That was a real what's up? This is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast.
With Zach and Jess. That one's Jessica McKenna.
All in sock Reno.
We're at the recording at the beach today. What is happening?
I don't know. That just felt rock and it felt
rock and roll.
It felt
boys
very
and girls, put on your studded necklace collars and fishnet stockings and hats that are too big and scarves that are bright.
These specifics are
classic rock and roll.
They are specific, which is why I like them. They had a pattern. They had sort of a vibe for me where I was like, yes, what?
Yes,
what?
Yeah, that's very much sort of the telltale of a Montessori school education.
Well, I was like, are these the massive differences between Santa Barbara beaches and Orange County beaches?
It's not even, what's Orange County beaches like?
We're like, how big can we set this fire out of pallets we stole from the back of our dad's hardware store? And let's all wear hemp necklaces that are vaguely Christian.
Yeah, no, our necklaces were puka shells.
Yeah, we had those too.
Yeah, everyone had those. You know what's infuriating?
What?
Is that we've been talking for so long and we haven't talked to any of our good friends that are here.
Well, let's start with our good friends who are always here. Let's talk about the family band. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Brett. Engineer, choo-choo, makes the train go on the frets, strings, like, ooh, do that again.
Ooh!
He's so much better than we deserve. Scott is a genius, we've all kind of agreed in that already, but I don't feel like we tell about how great Brett and Dana are enough. Also, we got Dana Wicks on the sticks.
Producer Dana, also drummer Dana Wicks on the sticks, also very good and also better than we deserve.
Today we put her behind a glass shell, because Brett couldn't take it anymore.
She's in her own.
You'll see it in a picture.
You'll see it in a pic. There'll be a pic. But we have three dear friends.
We do.
Joining us.
You know them from their incredible podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern, which you know we love around these parts.
You know it. Please welcome
Adel Rafai,
Matt Young,
and Arnie Niekamp.
Yeah, thank you all so much for having us. And sorry our football just got kicked in the sand over here.
No problem. We can all like play together.
Oh.
What? Wow. What a great opportunity.
What a great opportunity to network on this beat.
Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for being here. We are so happy to have you. And I'm furious that we spoke that long without
it was
you.
Honestly so long.
We had so many nuanced observations about the differences between different California beaches.
Yeah,
what is your sort of beach experience? How were beaches a part of your life or not? Mm-hmm.
Chicago beaches are just the absolute worst. They're filled with people for 3 days out of the year, and it's wall-to-wall people, and I would never, ever want to go to one.
And the sand is too thick.
Yeah.
It's like a
filled with glass.
A New York beach, the sand
It's the water. It's the ocean water that really makes it. I grew up in Northwest Ohio, Northeast Northwest Ohio. And
how are those beaches?
There are no beaches. I swam in a lot of pools, and I am afraid of real water. Real water.
Well, real water.
Well, yes. The ocean is terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? I, as a classic SoCal native, I am, when I go to oceans where the waves, like, don't beat you up, I'm like, what is? It's like, that is the thrill, is that mm-hmm. feeling of being in a washing machine.
You gotta cool. feel like...
I'm not afraid of sharks, really.
No.
It should be. Though I was in pools as a kid, I was afraid. Like, I was on swim team, and I would be doing laps and just staring at the grate at the bottom of the pool. And
what's,
like,
your stroke, bro?
You know what? Freestyle mostly, but yeah. I like breaststroke, cool. and I would aspire to do butterfly, but butterfly's hard.
It's tough.
That's the big frog one that comes out of the water a lot, and then back in, yeah. like a dang manta ray doing jumps.
Yeah, it's cool to see a human do it, because you're like, great. This is maybe the most like an animal we ever look.
Hard on the back,
yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah, it's cool, though.
When I was living in Las Vegas, I grew up in, so I was born in Illinois, moved to Las Vegas as a child, and we would go to San Diego for vacation, mm-hmm. and that was the thing of walking along the beach, there would always be like jellyfish washed up. So my first memory of the beach is like my mom being like, do not walk on the beach because if you get, you know, step on one of those, they will sting you. And I don't know if she said kill you, but the threat was there.
Yeah. Jellyfish are no joke.
So it's like a minefield. It was like, I just know that the ocean is like never ending darkness and a minefield.
Arnie, were you about to say you were scared of sharks in pools?
I was. Yeah. I really would. Like, swimming laps is so mindless mm-hmm. for so long that I would just start looking at the grate and imagining it popping out and sharks being released into the pool.
Yeah.
And so I would always try to swim laps on the lanes that were by on the side so I could hop out as fast as possible.
You know, even though classic SoCal kid, I don't know if I mentioned that.
She's where are you SoCal.
From? SoCal.
You're extremely California.
I know.
Ex-Cal.
When I would night swim in pools, I could really get my head afraid of some sharks, especially like if the pool light like flickered off and suddenly you're in a dark pool. It was like, I know there aren't sharks in here, but what if there was?
Here's the thing about sharks.
Yeah.
You never really know where they are. They're famously the sneakiest animal. We cut to... There's a swimming pool, and then we go through the grate of the pool. And then right behind the grate of the pool, there's just a bunch of sharks who are just biding their time.
Biting their time and snapping their fins. Got a little chorus line. Little shark chorus line. Little pat on my tummy, gonna pat my shark tummy. Ooh, boys, girls, everyone.
Ooh, who's ready? Who's ready? Who's ready for a shark attack? Who's ready? Who's ready? Who's ready for a shark attack? Everybody get in line, everybody get in our formation. We're about through the strait like it's a celebration. You've seen a firework light up the sky, but have you seen a bunch of sharks comb into a pool and say hi?
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
Who's ready for a shark attack?
If I stop swimming, I'll die. So all through the night, I gotta find some food, cause I'm make me hungry.
Hungry!
Gotta find some food now. Smelling blood. Water all around us, it's a virtual flood. I need a snack now. Got to be sated. What's up there through that grated? It's a pool. I see some feet. Oh, everybody, it's gonna be a feast. Yeah.
Who's ready? Who's ready?
It's ready
for a shark attack.
For a shark attack.
Who's ready? For a shark attack.
Now the visceral left over might be quite obscene, but I'm tired of the sea and I want some chlorine. I'm gonna sink in with all of my teeth. I'm gonna eat these humans that taste just like beef.
Who's ready?
Who's ready for a shark attack?
Shark attack.
Great White, what's wrong?
I never told anybody. I'm a scared of children.
Oh, don't you worry, my great white friend. You're gonna do great, I bet. Because everyone knows a shark's natural enemy isn't children, it's a jet. Get them, who's ready?
Hit me.
Oh, sorry about that, buddy, old friend, my jet friend.
Oh, my good jet friend. You just writing in the sky a little hello.
Oh, you caught that, did you?
Yeah, I'm gonna write something back.
Kayla and Sam are getting married.
You didn't hear?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love being a jet that writes in the sky. People say, hey, Chet Jet, you're doing okay.
Yeah.
And Brett Jet, you're doing okay, too.
Oh, thank you. Just call him a BJ.
I don't want to.
Why?
Because even though you're leaning into it, I think, like, most of the time our friends say they're making fun of you and you're just sort of not clocking it.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. You gotta be careful with letters. You should know that as a jet that writes in the sky.
Yeah, I guess, but I just assumed that BJ was short for Brett Jet.
Yeah, yes. Yes, it is.
Is there something wrong with me?
No, there's...
Are my decals coming off?
No, you're wonderful.
Am I running low on fuel?
Listen, we don't have time to be having this fight right now.
It's
not
a fight.
The sharks declared war on us.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
But no, you're... Those initials, you're right. Oh, BJ... stands for Brett Jet, and also Brilliant Joy.
Oh, come on.
OBJ.
Yeah?
Stands for beautiful job you did when riding in the air for us all to enjoy.
CJ stands for Chet Jet.
I don't really want to go by CJ.
Best friend. You bet.
Oh, thanks, bud.
I will call you any nickname that you want to be called. Just let me know what you want me to write in the sky. And you got it, CJ. Give me a couple initials to work
call
with.
Me CJ. I jumped over her shell.
People still talk about that.
Yeah, they sure do. Hey, letters are fun, aren't they?
Letters are real fun. Hey, what are some letters for sharks? Maybe like KS. Gonna kill them sharks dead. Do our very best. Gonna chum them up with my chum. CJ, you're my number one.
Shark stands for stupid hater. To be parentheses, man, I wanna kill a bunch of sharks with bombs. I could drop bombs on sharks all day long. And I know that jets are the best, so I know it's not wrong to drop bombs on sharks all day long.
Just remember one thing about jets.
What?
If we crash into the ocean, if we should get wet, don't forget that their technical malfunctions will cease to run, and we won't be able to fly in the sky. We can't ride, we can't hang, we can't have no fun, so don't get wet, Chet.
yet. Don't get wet yet.
Don't get wet yet.
Get wet yet.
Red jets don't get wet yet.
No wet jets.
And I bet if a jet gets red
jet, don't
I will fret.
Wet
red jet.
Jet jet. Don't get wet yet.
Let's just kill some sharks. You know what else?
What?
BJ stands for?
Blowjob?
Oh, so you did know this whole time.
Well, I know it's a thing.
Maria.
Yeah?
Maria, get your hammerhead out of the clouds.
What do you mean?
We're gonna be late for the dance on the aircraft carrier submarine.
Oh, but I'm sorry. It's just that I'm in love.
Maria, there's no way you could be in love. We're together all the time. Unless you're in love with me.
I do love you.
I know, I love you. How can you be in love?
Well,
you're just a girl. You're just a little baby girl. Although sometimes I try to remember that you are growing up. Dang, are you not a little baby girl anymore?
Cynthia, I'm not a little baby girl anymore. I'm 18.
Oh,
so everything's okay.
Where did the time go? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess just as your close older cousin, who's always had more of a sister role, sometimes even a motherly role, I lost track.
That's okay. It's just that I was walking down the beach the other day.
Whoa, what? Hard stop. What were you doing?
Walking?
How'd you walk? On your back fin? On your tail?
I did. I jumped out.
Maria!
So I could see what was above the waves one time. And I couldn't stay there very long. I fell down into the water almost immediately. But I looked up in the sky, and I saw something flying. And I think it saw me.
Was it a bird? Please tell me it was a bird. If it's not a bird, then everything else is absurd.
It wasn't a bird. I think you heard. The thing I saw was a jet.
No, no, anything but a jet, Maria. Anything but a jet.
It was a jet.
Oh, no, this path is filled with nothing but regret. Anything but a jet. Are you sure it wasn't?
But I cannot lie, that was no hot air balloon I saw up in the sky.
Oh, was it a kite? Oh, please let it be a kite. If it was a kite, things might still be alright.
I swear to you, this thing had no tail. It was a stream of smoke coming out, I did not fail.
Oh, no, not
oh,
a jet.
Oh, sweet Cynthia, to you I would not lie, but I swear that I know this special guy in the sky.
Not a jet.
That's a jet with a plume of smoke.
No, not a jet.
I tell you, he will be the one I am bespoke to. I love that jet with all of my heart. My feelings here, they are not very stark. I'm full of love, though I swim in the sea. This feeling of a shark, it's true, you gotta believe me.
Oh, I wish it was. Even a Superman would be something I could understand.
This feeling here, I cannot escape. The thing that I saw did not wear a red cape.
Maria,
this is gonna be a real headache.
Coast Guard coming through. Coast Guard coming through.
Hey, Officer Coast Guard.
Oh, yeah. Come on, lay up.
Hey, Officer Coast Guard. Hey, you sharks down there, you be cool. And hey, I'm also looking at you.
Hey,
you
come
jets
on.
Up in the sky.
Hey, Don Megala, did you hear the Coast Guard? He told you to be cool. Don Megala, what are you going to do about that?
What am I going to do about it? Coast Guard, do you realize where you are? You may be a boat, but you're on the ocean. And here the ocean I have to keep safe and separate to protect people like my darling baby girl, Maria the Hammerhead Shark, yeah. And her beautiful cousin who sort of fulfills sometimes a sisterly
many roles,
a mother
yeah,
role.
Multi, yeah.
Her too. I'm going to protect them all, Officer Coast Guard.
Hey, listen, the only thing we can agree us jets with these sharks is that Officer Coast Guard is a real pain in the neck.
Yeah, our boss Tony Jet would agree if he was here, but he ain't. Where is Tony Jet?
Where is Tony?
Hello, Officer Coast Guard.
Hey, Tony.
You got a problem or something?
Yeah, you know what? You jets, you do your jet thing and you sharks do your shark thing. I'm just making sure that in the surface, right here where it all meets, there's no bloodshed.
You sure you're sure you can do that? Officer Coast Guard?
I sure can.
Hey, Officer Coast Guard, you're really a bum. You're walking around like a guy who's sucking his thumb.
Hey, Officer Coast Guard, you're really so droll. I wish that you could just make me wanna not crack my skull.
I'm Officer Coast Guard, I patrol this reef. Watch out for me, I'm this show's comic relief.
Hey, Officer Coast Guard, you're really a square. Why don't you leave us jets up in the air?
Hey, Officer Coast Guard, let me tell you a thing. Why don't you have a wedding ring? Uh-oh, nobody loves Officer Coast.
Stop. Wow. Hey, buddy, that's really hitting below the belt. I feel like we like to talk about how Officer Coast Guard's a real pain in the neck.
No,
but like,
I get you. We all sort of feel the input, like, we all see the deep sadness with an Officer Coast Guard, but those are the sort of, like, things that we don't want to hit out. It's rude. But
It's my bad. It's my bad. Can I try? I'm so sorry.
Try again.
Hey, Officer Coast Guard, I know you're a copper. If you met someone, you have so much to offer.
Okay. Make it positive. I like that. Yeah,
I'm Officer Coast Guard. I patrol the coast. The sad truth is I'm in love with a ghost.
Can I do something?
I mean, yeah.
My family doesn't approve. It's very complicated, but we don't have to get into my thing.
Oh boy.
You really just turned that on his head.
Oh, my ears are burning.
Oh. Hey. Officer Coast Guard, is this your ghost? We don't have to make fun of you, but here it's the most we gotta say. We gotta address this ghost in the room before this ghost is gone and it's too soon.
Hey, Officer Coast Guard, why did you go stop someone holding a...
Whoa.
Sorry.
Where have you been drinking, Jet?
I'm Jet.
Have you been...
Tony. I've been drinking.
Tony, it feels like maybe your heart's not in the old Jets and Shark shenanigans.
Yeah, normally you're so good with the sort of witty repartee. Yeah. Are you distracted by something?
I'm gonna regret saying this, but lay off the booze.
Damn.
I am distracted. It's totally true. I saw something totally, totally new. I saw a shark walk up on the land, and now I've got feelings that I never planned.
Hey, Officer Coast Guard, can you stop my friend? Officer Coast Guard, he's headed for a bad end.
Officer Coast Guard,
I just wanna say I hope that you find happiness one day. Oh,
Officer Coast Guard. Doing fine.
you're still real square.
Will Tony and Maria meet in a real way? Will that ghost ever come back? Find out when we return to the second half of
Wet Fly Story, the musical!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we left the Sharks and the Jets, they were battling over turf and really just sort of diving into what was going on with Officer Coast Guard. But will they be able to put their differences aside and find a love story for the end of time that will be similar but not identical to Romeo and Juliet? Find out when we return to this, the second half of
Wet Side Fly Story.
I remember it. I did it. Wet Fly Story. That's what it's called.
Perfect. All right, everybody, I want a nice, fun dance, okay? Leave room for at least one outstretched octopus leg, okay? And dance nice and be friends.
Hey, Tony.
What's
that? Tony.
He's tightening his engine.
Tony.
Gross.
Which of the Jets are you going to dance with, Tony? Yeah. Are you gonna dance with B-52?
Yeah.
Are you going to dance with...
Are you going to dance with Benny?
Yeah.
Benny.
I got
Yeah, does anybody want to dance with me? Benny? The Jets?
Oh, Benny the Jet.
Middle name Anna?
Oh, I got to say...
Thanks for remembering. Yeah, you know, I love you boys, and any of you can put your name on my little dance card.
Oh, Benny, you get around.
Yeah, get around the dance floor.
And the sky.
Yeah. Who's gonna take me out for a spin? I'll start with you, and with you, maybe I'll end. And if you wanna dance, you gotta be ready, because I wanna go so steady when you...
What are you thinking? We're surrounded by hotties. And you, Benny, you're basically just anybody's. I don't think I'm gonna dance with you, cause there are plenty of ladies here who really flew.
Well, I would dance with Benny at the drop of a hat. She's got big jets that go vroom, 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 vroom. And she's also got wings for days. With Benny in the sky, it's the latest craze.
Benny and a jet.
Can you do the shuffle off the buffalo?
Yum, 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 yum.
What about a barrel roll?
Wow.
Can you tap your wings?
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, anything.
Why not always push another guy's Benny's way? When I love you, Benny, is what I wanna say.
We couldn't hear you, you were being very quiet in the corner. What did you say? Say it louder.
I'm going over to the water fountain. I'll be here for most of the rest of the dance.
Aww.
Do you want me to be a jet man?
Hey, you know what? You should date Benny. Why did I do that again?
Benny and a jet.
dance with you.
Oh, well,
you
with me?
It's finally happening. You little crop duster.
I'm nervous.
Oh, this is exhausting in a good way.
My shark family, come here.
Oh, Don Megalo.
I want you to know from the bottom of my heart, it makes me feel blessed to have all of you around me.
Oh, here we go.
Day.
More religious talk.
No, hold on a second. Now, we all know.
Oh.
The great Kraken.
Here it comes.
The great Kraken looks out for all of us.
Oh, Papa.
From all of us. We are from the Kraken, and to the Kraken we shall return. Bubbly be his name.
Uncle Don. Uncle Don.
Yes, Cynthia, my beautiful family member. What? What can I do for you?
I just feel like you gotta embrace that we've moved here from the trench. Okay, that's the old trench ways. In this
Marianas trench is where we all sort of got
Mariana.
The Mariana trench.
I like to be up the American shores, Uncle Don.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because everything's so great in the American shores.
Of course, it's a brand new day on the American shores. I like to be on the American shores.
I like to be on the American shores.
I like to be on the American shores.
Oh, the American shores is a dirty surfboard.
Oh, back home in Mariana's Trench, everything was hard and I felt like a wench. Cause I had to try and work every day. And here I have more time to freely play.
Oh, sure you can play, but where is your past? What do? You're just, life moves so fast. You gotta slow down. I know that you wanna live a life more like a Mariana.
I like to be on the American shores.
I like to be a Mariana.
I like to be on the American shores.
I like to be on the American shores.
American shores, they're like a dirty surfboard.
Hey, CJ!
Yeah,
I was just thinking.
Yeah.
I like to fly in the sky, okay. I like to live in the sky, okay. I like to live in the sky, okay. I like to fly in the sky, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I also like to fly in the sky, Bridget.
I thought it was something, nothing?
Oh, yeah. I like to fly around. My favorite thing, if I have to say about the sky, I guess it's the clouds. Oh, I also like the birds. And I also like the trees, which some people say are not technically in the sky, but I say both, please.
I like
a Mariana.
I like American shores. American shores.
Father cannot see that I'm fully grown. I have this lonely shore I've ever known. Maria is in love and she wants to live. Why won't he forgive this? Won't he give? I want to live in American shores. I want to live in American shores. I want to live in American shores. And love Tony the Jet.
What?
Oh,
Maria.
Don Megala, did
Maria,
you?
Maria, what did you? You're breaking my heart, Maria.
Oh.
But Father, I didn't mean to break your heart.
Oh,
I've
okay,
never known anywhere else. This is the only place I've ever lived. I was born here.
I just don't want you to be... I'm just trying to think of your future, Maria. How would it work? You and a jet. Just tell me, how would it work, Maria? Are you going to spend half your time in the sky?
Well, it's not going to work because no one supports us. If my family isn't behind me, how will it ever work?
I want to be Maria, I want to be behind you. I just don't understand how it's going to work.
Because you are
so angry.
Because you're so close-minded.
Don Megala, please. And maybe ask her to accept Kraken into her heart.
It's because you're so close-minded. That's why it will never work.
That's why I warned you, Uncle. You have to be of the time, of the place. You know, we don't know how it will work. You're right. It poses a lot of questions.
You're saying that shouldn't be a reason not to try it if the feelings are true?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying they could make of their wings one fin.
Make of their gills one engine.
Sure. And, wow, actually... make of their tails one tail.
They both have tails.
they both have tails.
Make off your tails. You have my blessing to make one tail. You both have tails. I don't know how it's gonna work, but you both have tails. Maria, if you want this, then go, my child, and fly. Be with the jets, but make sure that you don't spend all your time in the sky. He's gotta make sacrifices for you. He's gotta meet you halfway. Remember the part of the tales you make were yours at the beginning of the day. When you make of your tail one day.
See what's down there.
We know what's down there. Shh. Malfunctions and sharks.
Nah, there's a hammerhead, and I'm in love with her. And her name is Maria.
What?
I can see that we both have a tail. I believe that for her I could sail. I would fight through her, through heaven and hell, because we both have a tale, and it's our tale to tell.
Ooh, Officer Coast Guard, what do people say when they know that you're pursuing a ghost?
They say it's wrong. I come from a family of Ghostbusters, but that's not important now. This doesn't have to be about me. It's enough that I just have
Officer,
a really rich inner life.
Yes, Officer Coast Guard Spangler, please know that even though I'm dead, I'll never get you out of my head. Never get you out of my head. My body may be buried in the ground, but when I hear your voice, that sound, I come up out of my casket, and I'm burning for love. I gotta have your body. I need your arms wrapped all around me.
We're both generally shaped like humans.
Generally shaped like humans.
We're both generally
shaped like humans. Got the outline of a body, basic body. I'm a ghost with a frumpy body.
You've got parts that sorta look like arms, parts that sorta look like legs, and you know I can see through you, but that's different. But otherwise,
no,
we're the
tail.
We're
no
forming a tail.
No tail. Neither one of them has a tail.
That's right.
No tail.
No tail.
Hey, Jets, can I talk to you for a second? I don't like what's going on with Tony. All I wanted to do was bomb a bunch of sharks. And now he's gone and dated one.
Come on. Come on, you gotta be cool, man. Chill out.
I can't be cool, because my engines are running hot, hot.
No. Maybe CJ stands for Cool Your Jets.
Yeah, Cool Your Jets.
Or maybe it stands for Crazy Jets.
No.
I think CJ's right. I heard that if you build up enough bombs and you don't let them go, you could die.
Yeah, use them or lose them.
Turn into a real blue angel is what I heard. Blue bald angel.
Yeah, you guys, you're letting this all, you're getting too hot-headed. You gotta cool down. I think that's definitely a myth. And also, the blue angels are something to aspire for.
Yeah, that's true. We all love those blue angels. They're so cool, but also so hot.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta be hot, but you gotta keep it cool.
Angel, angel, crazy angel, flying in the sky. Do so many tricks that you can't even tell how they get so high.
Oh, Jet, don't regret. You can still calm down yet. I know you got a rocket in your pocket.
My pocket is a rocket.
But you can chill. Oh, chill out, Jets. Chill out, chill out, Jets.
Chill out, Jets. Chill out, chill out, Jets.
Chill out.
careful in your pursuit of perfection. You don't want to have a premature ejection.
Well, yeah, maybe I do. Maybe I want bombs from here to Timbuktu.
You look crazy, I know you're trying to go. You don't want to parachute your load.
Or maybe I do, and no one can stop it. I'm up here in the air going fast like a rocket.
Is the only way to be a jet to who himself's being true. And what a bomb by any other name. Blow up as sweet when it falls. Do I see a shark before me? I do, and duty calls.
Chill out, jet. Come down, CJ. Chill out, jet. We don't want it with bloodshed today.
Dropping this bomb from up so high. Who knows when it will fall? But I'm just gonna just one little bomb and then come back to you all. There we go.
So much better now, you guys. I just had to get... Honestly, it's like I can think straight now.
You can't be too careful.
Oh, I just dropped one bomb up real high. I didn't even, like, aim it at anything. I'm sure it's gonna be fine.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. Mayor. Mayor.
Yeah?
It's me.
What do you need?
Officer Coast Guard.
Yeah.
We have got to close the beaches.
What?
There's a fight brewing between the sharks and the jets, and they're going to drop a bomb, and I know, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Take my daughter and wife to the beach. Oh, la, la, dee, da, da. Hello, wife and daughter. It's beach time.
Oh, good. Thank you, Papa.
Thank you, sweetie, for bringing us to the beach.
I can't believe we are here after this 8-hour drive. Go into the ocean immediately, family.
Yes, Papa. Thank you. I'm gonna go out so far. No, swim.
Harry, you're such a sweetheart to bring us here.
You go too, darling.
Oh, okay.
I'll go with you.
Can I take your hat? That's some hat.
Oh, sure.
Swim. Hey, sweetie, where are you swimming to?
Oh, I'm just gonna swim over here. Where
freestyle swim.
Ooh, I mean do a butterfly.
Freestyle swim.
Whoa.
Doggy paddle. Get out of the water! Get out of the water!
What's he saying?
It's a little confusing, but there's a bomb coming to your part of the water.
Telling us how big a fish is he caught.
Ooh,
how
he caught big a big was fish.
Don't get
the... Ooh, let's dive under the water and look for the big fish. Okay, three words.
Okay, three words.
First word. Sounds like
ear.
Like I'm petting
Time
a dog.
Out.
I'm petting a dog.
Splash!
Ooh, a pelican. A big pelican just dived into the water.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fun.
I'm Mayor.
I'm sorry, Mayor. I got really worked up, and I thought that was a bomb dropping, but it was just a pelican. What's that sound?
Oh, no. I'm never going to get reelected.
Oh, sorry. That's just the whistle I make when I'm being dragged under by a shark.
Oh!
Help us!
Sorry, I'm...
Maria! Who's this beautiful young girl you've dragged under the water?
I just wanted to be part of the upper world, and maybe if I brought this girl with here, taught me how to be beautiful the way upper world people are.
Oh, I see.
Maybe you. I could finally get Tony's attention.
That makes sense. You would want to figure out how to live on land.
Oh, take her up. She can't breathe.
Get her out of here.
That's a kid.
Oh, yeah, I forgot how much Great White's afraid of kids.
Here you go, kiddo. You're free.
Oh,
Oh, thanks, Hammerhead. Mom, I made a friend. Pat.
Oh, thank you. This feels so nice.
Oh,
what a sleek dog.
You feel pretty.
Look, honey, I found a raft. It's big and metal, and it's big, and it floats.
Ooh.
And it's a raft, I think.
Papa.
Get on top of it. I'll take
Papa,
a picture.
I don't think so.
Well, look at this fun post. What do you mean you don't think so, darling?
Boom. That's going to blow up on Instagram. Here we go.
Get away from the bomb.
Listen, what? I'm the mayor.
What is that man saying?
Get away from... I know it's not...
I think he's trying to tell us that the man next to him is the mayor.
That's
explode!
Me.
Sweetie, it's your ex, Plode.
Oh, Plode. Plode and I... You know, it was nice to be able to sort of make mend fences in the later years, and I'm happy that you're friends with Plode now. My ex, Plode.
Yeah.
Oh, Papa, I think that's a bomb.
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. I'm gonna get off of this.
I think that's a bomb way to view the world.
Oh.
Didn't you defuse bombs? Didn't you defuse bombs when we first met?
Oh, sure. There were sort of a lot of sort of mines in the minefield of our early relationship.
I mean, we just saw your ex and you defused that situation. Give it a whirl,
yeah.
Harry.
Papa, you're so good in social situations. I'm sure it translates to actual bombs,
diffuse
if that were
it.
One.
Yeah, defuse it.
Well, I mean... I defuse bombs for a job, and it's the weekend, but, okay, I guess I could give it a shot.
You know what they say, Papa? If you
love
don't...
what you do...
No, that's not...
Okay, you
no,
go first.
Yeah, why don't you
no,
say
yours
what
is good.
They say?
Okay.
If you defuse
if you don't...
what you love...
No, Mama, no! If you...
Defuse it or lose it.
That's you know it.
I'm the mayor.
If you don't defuse it, you lose it.
Oh, that's better than what I was going to say. I was going to say, if you do what you love, you never defuse a bomb ever.
Aww.
But that's not a saying. I hate my job. So here we go. Pry open the hatch.
Oh, I see you brought your screwdriver, even though you didn't expect to defuse a bomb.
Oh, it's because he ordered a screwdriver, and that's what they gave him.
I hate the literal beach.
Oh, Maria. Hey, I need to talk to you, Maria.
Oh yes, I'm here. I'm here, Tony.
Sweetheart, I'm trying to defuse this bomb, but there's a shark on one side of me and a big plane on the other. You know what? I'm just going to keep working on it. Here we go.
Do you think that there's any chance that we could possibly work out?
I believe in us. I think if you jump up on my back, I'll take you to sights and things you've never seen.
Okay, I'll try. I'm going to flip out of the water.
Two whites. I'll cut these two wires that are white. I'll cut these two white wires on these bombs.
Let's go, Maria. Oh,
two whites. Harry, I see two great whites. They're circling around us, spitting water in the air.
Two kites. I think I see two kites. No, it's a jet. With a shark on its back.
Two rights don't make a wrong. But that's my contribution to this song. Oh,
mid-flight, a shark and jet mid-flight. We never thought we could soar so far.
Look, that jet's jumping that shark.
I love you, Maria. This is what I want to do for you every day, every possible day. I'm going to take you to new heights, and I want to go with you. I think I just have to find a sea witch to give me legs.
Boo nights, I just see you, boo nights. The love above the ground, you give me so much life. I love you the most. I'll fuck a ghost. Tonight,
yes.
Was that a little much? I was fucking in the lab.
What night?
Two white
mid-flight. Mid-flight. We'll see everything tonight. You've never seen such beauteous sky.
Friends, it is the Kraken, which is basically just the big sea witch.
It's me,
dragon bestow a gift unto my daughter Maria so that she can live a life in the air with this jet, and also help this man defuse this bomb because he's definitely doing it wrong.
Yes, I'm here to wrap up any loose threads.
Oh, what? I feel myself transforming.
Yes, you know you're a shark and you're a jet, but you're not so different after all.
Oh, I have legs, and I'm also...
She's walking around on those... What did you call them?
These getaway sticks.
Oh, and look at those gams.
These gams. Oh, and look, I have a jumpsuit and a helmet. I'm a pilot.
Yeah. You thought you were different, but one thing you have in common is you're both played by the same actor.
Wow. Think about it. She's going to be inside him.
Suit of flight. I'm wearing a suit of flight. Maria is now the pilot of this jet.
Cut the white one.
Right. Cut the red one. Take the screwdriver. Not this one. It's a drink, so I'll drink this one.
Yellow, no.
I defuse this man.
Kaboom.
Fireworks. The 4th of July.
Kaboom. Maria, I love you. You're the best pilot I ever had. I love you too, Tony. We'll be together forever.
Ancient grudge break to new musically, where civil fins make civil engines clean.
Tonight.
The end. That was Wet Fly Story, the musical. We'll be back after this. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Honestly, I loved it. I wasn't ready for it.
I was confused.
Oh my God, Scott.
But I did love it. It was a different vibe that I was not anticipating,
but
it was beautiful.
It was perfect.
So I regret nothing.
Yeah. Y'all, thank you so much for doing this show.
Thanks for having us.
Oh my gosh.
For Arnie Adel and Matt.
It's just nice to be able to, put these pipes to use.
Got to.
Gotta put these.
Y'all got
pipes
such wondrous instruments just sitting there wasted on your fantasy show. Yeah. You don't get to sing all the time.
But we do love Hello from the Magic Tavern. So we did something like this the last time y'all were on, which is we're going to do a little tavern song
just
segment.
A tavern song about, I don't know, what do we want to do it about? It could be about anything.
Yeah, it could be about anything. I'm feeling like pool parties.
Yeah, let's do a little pool party tavern song.
I'm going to circle back to our opening pool. I am having a party when fill out this doodle. Put on your sunscreen and play on a fun noodle. We're having a party and there will be ice cream. But I want you to be covered in sunscreen.
SPF, SPF, best not forget your SPF. SPF, SPF, best not forget your SPF. I came wanting foods and snacks and end this party so I can relax. And it's the very best kind. The chips give me a burn because they're very spicy, but I don't get a sunburn.
SPF, SPF, benefit your SPF.
This is our pool. We like to keep it clean. The way that we do it is with too much chlorine. This is our pool. Please come, it is cool. I'm sorry, it's an ool. It has no pee. Let's keep it ool.
SPF, SPF.
SPF. Best not forget your SPF.
I'm excited to swim. I'm the family dog. I'm used to wading around in a bog. I see your eyes, you're starting to glower. I know I just ate, so I'll wait 2 hours.
SPF, SPF.
When you put it on a pet, it's Pet SPF.
SPF, SPF. Best not forget your SPF.
Over the pool, I am not a lord. So please now enjoy our diving board. Off that face, you should wipe that scowl and lay out on your best beach towel.
SPF, SPF. Best not forget your SPF. SPF, SPF. Best not forget your SPF.
Cause if you do, it's gonna hurt.
What are you doing?
Wear it.
Wear it.
Wear a hat. Wear sunglasses. Protect those eyeballs.
Why are you holding up copper to him like that, Jess?
What? I gotta go. Yum. 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 Give it up for the boys of the Magic Tavern. What do the people need to know besides that your show is amazing, and if they're not listening to it, they're our enemies?
Yeah, check out Hello from the Magic Tavern. You can find us wherever you find podcasts. Some of our absolute favorite episodes, which would also be ones you want to check out, are the ones with Zach and Jess.
Oh, come on.
You've been on 3 or 4 episodes as the Great Blue Tigers, as the students from Jizzle Knob.
Yeah.
So check those out. We also have a live show coming up in Indianapolis. That's going to be Friday, August 2nd at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. We have 2 shows at the Schrott Center. You're going to want to go to our website, hellofromthemagictavern.com.
And click on the live show tab.
Yeah, buy some
find
tickets.
Out more about that. And our new season of Magic Tavern is dropping on July 22nd. It's if you haven't listened before and are intimidated by our wonderful but large back catalog, you can. It's a great place to start. July 22nd, Hello from the Magic Tavern. Subscribe now, just in case you forget.
Get ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
It's like an old show renewed, so all that back catalog's there, but you can just jump right in.
Like a phoenix, old and new.
Jump yes. right in, like a pool.
Like
jump
a pool.
In, like a pool Ooh. Phoenix.
Ooh. Jump right in, like a jet. And thank you so much, Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Engineer Brett Vroom Vroom makes the trains go on the fret. Producer Dana Wickens on the stickins. Male person Stacey, Karate Bird, everyone here at Earwolf. Thank you, sleepy babies. We love you so much.
So, so, so much.
And as we say...
You have to start it, because I tried to do a burn rhyme before, but I said the word burn first, and then I said the word burn again. So I do need to do. I do need to successfully complete a rhyme right now.
Yeah, that's okay. I can do that for
you. Okay.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, when you're cutting the white wire...
You better not get a sunburn. Dang it, I didn't do it right. Hold on. It can take you higher.
Great.